I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. You know, I'm thinking about the concept of being an ideal team player. I wrote a book called The Ideal Team Player, and it really gets down to this. We need to be humble, hungry, and smart in order to be fit onto a team and really make a great contribution. Humble, hungry, and smart. But I thought about those, and two of these seem so biblical and so rooted in our faith as well. Of course, humility especially. It's the chief virtue, I think, because if the chief vice, the chief sin is pride, then humility would be the antidote to that. And so humility, being a great team player, is really being a virtuous person. Humility is really important. And then hunger is having a strong work ethic. And I remember sometimes I wonder, like, how does that fit into biblical? Does Jesus say we have to work hard? And the answer is yes. We are meant to work hard, not to be workaholics, but to contribute and to do our part. And I remember when Paul said, you know, basically to people, he said, you have to work if you want to eat. And for the widows and the orphans, we need to take care of those, but everybody else has to pull their weight. And I know that Paul had a tent making, you know, he did tent making as a business. I'm sure the people that worked with him, he expected them to do their work. And so humble and hungry seem like something very much rooted in our faith. Smart, which is interpersonal awareness, is probably the least biblical of those, because my guess is that even some of the apostles, and as I watched The Chosen, I realized they all had their own issues. Some don't seem to be all that interpersonally aware, but if they're humble people and they're hardworking, we can have a lot of grace for people who might cause problems sometimes because they're a little socially clueless.
Yeah, whatever your core values are, right? Everybody who you hire or want to work with has got to have a humble, hungry, smart. You should look for that in anybody you want to be around you. And I really think Jesus was looking for that. And one great sign of that is when he called his apostles. I mean, this is one of the most miraculous things in the New Testament. All he said was, follow me. And then usually the next line is, and they left everything and followed him. They dropped their nets and they just went after Jesus. I mean, talk about humble and hungry. You're right. Maybe not smart, but it was, let me just be all in. I mean, we can work with that. And when we're like that with the Lord ourselves, he can work with us. Even if we're total messes, he can work with that as long as we're willing to say, okay, what do you got for me, God? I'm going to make my life about following you.
If we want to protect ourselves at our ego and we want to find a way to get more out of doing less, probably that's an indication that we're not going to grow in our faith.
Mm. Well, let's pray.
Yeah, let's do that.
Lord, we thank you for calling your apostles. We thank you for calling us. We thank you for making us leaders who get to call other people. Help us to be and help our teams to be humble, hungry, and smart. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. Amen.
Amen.